This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
All right. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. Cold temperatures out there today.
It is.
Just 10 degrees currently. Feels like minus 6 with a little breeze out of the northwest. We'll reach a high about 25 today with a mix of sun and a few clouds. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in a few minutes.
Yeah, we got an internal memo. And it was that minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit is the same as minus 40 degrees centigrade. I did not know that.
We got a memo on that? Really?
Yeah. Okay. My wife knew that.
Really?
I didn't even know that.
I was a TV weather guy for 20 years.
I still don't understand it.
We never talked centigrade.
We got a text here from Tanya Rowe. Thank you for that. And she said, I am right now using my great-grandmother's quick drip coffee maker from the West Bend Company. They make the best coffee makers ever. And then she sent us a link to what it looks like, I guess, I would assume.
I can't seem to open the link for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, can you copy that and then put it in the browser?
No, I can't even copy it. I'll work on it. We got to get you your good coffee maker, John.
All right.
And well, I was showing you guys a picture of the drip coffee maker, which is a little different, a whole different thing, a real contraption.
It's like a top and bottom half that screws together.
That's what my parents used for years.
Goofy looking thing.
It was just odd.
But it's cool.
It made great coffee, though.
Yeah. But normally you have to take the stem out. Do you take the grounds and stem out? I can't remember how I did that. Is that what you do when before you serve it?
The drip coffee makers. Yeah, you take it apart.
Well, you know, the percolator coffee.
Oh, the percolator? I don't know. I never had a percolator.
You take the innards out before you...
No, but you leave it in there. It's slow to drain through the basket, so usually I leave it for like a minute or two.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Well, bring it in tomorrow because we want to try some percolating coffee.
Right. And we got another texture. I know it's fashionable, blame Democrats, but it is possible to do your best and still lose.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with that. I think, maybe we could have said something different about education, as Tim Slecker had mentioned. Mm. But at the same time, I think we did an exceptional job. I thought this was the best campaign ever. Yeah. I think they both represented the Democrats, the progressive movement, very, very well. Mm. Certain issues certainly could have been touched on in a better way. I think the Gaza situation, she could have parted herself away from Biden's position on that a little bit more, but coulda, woulda, shoulda, right?
Well, yeah, exactly, and really tough to do any kind of campaign, in 107 days. I mean, usually campaigns last much longer than, twice as long.
Yeah,
three times as long, to get to know a person and, really get a feel for what they're all about.
Exactly.
Yeah, but... That's what it is. That's what it was.
It was magic. This is an interesting thing. We're going to talk about Trump doing strange things. Okay, I actually don't have any cuts from Trump. Let's get to this. Bernie Sanders wrote, Trump has suggested that Canada become the 51st state of our union.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we can adopt the Canadian health care system and guarantee health care for all, lower the cost of prescription drugs, and spend 50% less per capita on health care? I'm all for it.
That's what Bernie had
to say.
Bernie
had to say.
Oh, good.
So in an attempt to intimidate Canada, Trump posted an AI image of illegally crossing into Switzerland. This is a graphic, AI produced graphic.
The image is
Trump standing on a mountaintop with a Canadian flag blowing next to
it. It's the Swiss Alps.
And it's the Swiss Alps. It's the Matterhorn.
I did see that.
Somebody wrote, it's the Matterhorn. It's Switzerland, Einstein.
That's hilarious.
What an idiot. No, okay, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that voted for him, have a tremendous amount of faith in him, and calling him idiot is condescending. And, you know, I feel sorry for you, that's all. Then, he did this. And this was the headline in the Post. Ladies and gentlemen of America, this unhinged clown is your president-elect. How proud you must all be. Mm. And it is a post by Trump where he posted a picture. One half of the picture is Elvis. The other part of the picture is Trump's face.
Yes.
And it creates one face. And this is what Trump wrote. For so many years, people have been saying that Elvis and I look alike. Now this pic has been going all over the place. What do you think?
Oh, boy. Oh,
God. He really needs help. Well, anybody? Mm. He's a malignant narcissist. We really have to do something about it.
Hey, we have Todd or Billy on the phone line.
All right, let's see who appears this time.
608-879-8255 is our number. That's 879-TALK.
All right.
Talk.
What do you got for us?
Todd or Billy?
Hey, good morning, John and Gordy. It's good to talk to you. I've been thinking a lot about this, you know, again, what blame the Democrats have for what's down. And I often hear people saying, well, we need to meet voters where they are. Mm-hmm. And I've really been curious about what is that supposed to mean? I'm an education, and in education, meeting our students where they are means that we accept where their learning level is, and we teach to that level, and we love and accept the students anyways. And that's one meaning. The other meaning means go on Joe Rogan and literally be where the voters are.
Yeah.
The second I'm okay with. The first, you know, if that's what people mean, I'm concerned about that because, I don't want to validate the way the cruel and ignorant and greedy thinking that is behind a lot of the decision making of some of the voters. And I don't want to meet them where they are. I need to challenge them to be better, not meet them where they are. I'm not going to stoop to their level.
That is really an exceptional point. And, you know, when we talked about this with Mike McCabe yesterday, you know, how do we approach this? How do we not condescend to the people who voted for Trump? What do we say? How do we meet them halfway? And you've got a really good point that I think that somewhere along the way we've got to come up with an agreement in how we approach our discussions with the right, with the MAGAs out there. And next time CJ gives us a call, we will get his suggestion and the rest of the story on that, okay? That is what we're going to ask him. We're going to ask him, okay, CJ, how do you want us to talk to you? Okay? Well, let's get his suggestion on it. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of this.
Some
and
ideas.
We'll pass it along to Mike McCabe, and he can do a little post on that. All right.
Todd or Billy, thank you for that call.
Yeah, that was that was a great point. Okay. Let's get to Trump's IQ now. This is
IQ.
Yeah, this hit the S fan.
Did he take another IQ test?
No. The results of an IQ test that President Donald Trump allegedly took during his first year at the New York Military Academy has been discovered in a file box in a closet in Brooklyn, according to the test results on this. Trump, his IQ is 73. 73. They're trying to authenticate this. It's probably going to be authenticated. This was from 1955 to 1985. He didn't administer these tests, but he was in charge of collecting them, and his father in the closet collected all this stuff. So anyway, I just want to run down what exactly a 73 IQ is.
Yeah, how does that compare? What are you, really? 73?
73. According to Human Rights Watch,
okay,
it indicates a fairly heavy learning disability. No surprises yet. Borderline impaired. No surprises yet. Or in their own words, diagnosed as having mental retardation. So that is what an IQ of 73 means, technically. In medical terms, normal is 90 to 120.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe 100 is average person, right?
Right.
I think so, yeah.
Right. Well, so there you go.
Well, maybe he had a lot to learn, and he learned it in the school because he graduated.
Yeah.
You know, it was just at the beginning of the school year.
Are you making excuses?
Maybe Donald Trump was taught with the science of reading.
Oh, well, maybe.
He wasn't fully taught how to read correctly.
By the way, I mean, this is found on a 3x5 card in somebody's closet under their shoebox.
Apparently, this guy who's cleaning this out, his father was in charge of holding these papers, and now he's just going through the boxes that he kept. So this is finally, now we know. Okay. 73, okay?
That explains.
I'm taking it as documentation. Screw it. All right. This program, we're okay with that.
We're fine, okay.
No one's going to take us to court. How much time?
2 minutes.
God, what is wrong
with
you? Let's go to...
What's wrong with him?
Let's get an example of how crazy Trump really is. So let's play cut 32. Okay, this is a minute eight. I think we can squeeze this in. Let's check it out.
Okay.
This is CNN.
There are a lot of fun numbers when it comes to this. How about billionaires, all right? How many Trump administration picks are billionaires? At least five. At least five are billionaires. I wish I was a billionaire. Here it is in photo form. You can see it on your screen. You know, you get folks like Elon Musk, well-known, Vivek Ramaswamy, well-known. Stephen Witkoff, who I actually know, well-known in New York circles for his real estate dealings. How about those on Fox News? It's not just Pete Hegseth, right? How about this? At least 11 Fox News hosts or contributors. Again, did you see? It's just so many names on here. My goodness gracious. We've got 11 on here. And finally, how about Mar-a-Lago? You know, Trump administration picks who hosted or co-hosted events at Mar-a-Lago. Look at this number. It is 12. 12, including those who co-hosted events at Mar-a-Lago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 with Lee Zeldin. The bottom line is this, is that Trump is someone who feeds on people being loyal to him, and there's no greater sign of loyalty than hosting or co-hosting event at Mar-a-Lago.
Harry.
And so that's what we got.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Billionaires.
I describe it here on my sheet as crazy Trump picks for administration is like a DC version of Hollywood Squares. It's got them all in there.
It's attracting them.
And what, it's 12 Fox hosts? Come on. It's ridiculous. What, is he starting a TV network?
Apparently so.
Maybe.
Okay, it's 18 past the hour. Coming back with Brittany Merlot will tell us how cold it's going to get.
Yeah. You know it's gone out of the Chicken King Grill.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We're reminiscing, you know, the old days of having a percolator making our coffee. And
coffee.
And Sam is still using one. He's going to bring it in tomorrow, and maybe we'll try some of that coffee. Maybe not.
Will it be as cold tomorrow as it is today?
Well, I don't think we were warned properly. We have Brittany here who didn't tell us that it would be this damn cold.
She did.
What the hell?
She told us,
Brittany.
I'm really disappointed.
You know.
Come on.
Did I forget?
Yeah,
by the way, you're dressed today. in a white outfit, and it looks like you're ready to enter into some kind of Elvis ski movie of some sort, you know?
Yes. And I do look like that, actually.
Yes, you do.
Are you a skier?
I am a skier. That's why I have this gear, of course. Right? Yeah. Not enough here in Wausau just yet to go skiing, but up north, goodness, Guile, Wisconsin, got another 10 inches of snow just yesterday.
Good.
Just yesterday.
Really? Wow.
10 inches. Yeah. That's... So.
Could you...
What we went through wasn't too bad, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Sam, can you look up Winter Agogo?
Winter Agogo.
See if there's... Okay.
So, yeah, it's really cold this morning, and wind chills below zero. So is that the way it's going to be all day long? What's happening?
What's going to happen here?
Yeah, so the winds stay feisty, unfortunately. Not as bad as yesterday. Those were gusts around 50 to 55 miles per hour.
It was crazy. Brisk.
Yes.
That was wild. The snow going sideways, all of that, hard to see at times. But today, it'll gust to around 30, so more of what we're used to. But the cold is still here. Highs today only rise to about 24 degrees. So 30-mile-per-hour winds on top of that. It's going to be feeling more like the single digits for a good chunk of today. Highs will probably feel like the low teens. And then tonight, we do fall back down to the single digits, basically. So a little warm-up does start tomorrow, and we do get warmer into Saturday and Sunday. Like Saturday, we're looking at 40 degrees. By Sunday, nearly 50 degrees.
Wow. So, I great. Love that.
Keep telling yourself that when you're freezing today, right?
All right.
Yeah, something to look forward to, yes. Wow. Excellent.
Yeah, so that's exciting. But the price to pay is... rain Sunday night, so keep that in mind.
Oh, really? You know, we've got frozen ground now, so I wonder how that's going to react, you know? Runoff.
Could be a little bit more puddling and flooding going on there.
It could be.
So how should one bundle up on a day like today? Brittany, do you have any weather tips?
Bring along an umbrella. So what do you say? What are
hat,
the cliches
gloves,
you like to say?
Mittens, scarves.
Yeah. I would do all of that. Layers, because you definitely don't want to be sweating. Once you start to sweat, you start to push chances of hypothermia, and I've done that really fast. So layers. Avoid sweating. Definitely mittens are better than gloves, too. If you have your fingers together, they actually stay warmer than if they're separated.
And
you're
what
laughing
kind of,
at me, Gordy.
I'm not laughing. I'm just...
Yes, he is.
And what would you have in your car as an emergency weather kit? How about some cables, so a little shovel, maybe some salt or some kitty litter. Yeah. What's the deal?
I do the kitty litter. Yeah. I've got a sleeping bag, extra gloves, a hat, scraper. I even have one of those battery chargers, too, just in case anything goes really
those
well.
Those are very handy, actually.
Jumper cables.
Yeah, those little tiny jumper batteries. Those are excellent, aren't they?
Good deal.
Yeah. They are.
All right. Well, and thank goodness we've got a little warm-up on the way for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward
to. I like the timing of it, right?
Yeah.
Get us outside. Soak up the sunshine. We need the vitamin D. These clouds, I've had it. So it'll be sunnier today, which will be nice.
Did we get...
good to see the sunshine.
Did we get that?
I don't even know. Is this a song? From I found the movie.
Yeah, movie. There's a sound. Yeah, the theme song, I believe, is...
Do you know who's it by?
No.
What's it called?
Winter Agogo.
Winter Agogo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Seems to have almost no presence on the internet. I found a record for sale.
Ah.
Okay. That doesn't help. Right,
that doesn't help us.
I'm getting to the point where I'm really getting to unbelievable past references that no one knows about.
I think you reached that a long time ago. All right. Okay. Thank you, Brittany. Right. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Stay warm.
See you later.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Too.
Yep.
Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bring along an ice scraper.
That's...
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. No, it's important information.
Oh,
if somebody just maybe moved here from, down south, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what to expect.
Normally, if they're from the south, they don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, come on.
All right. Let's not. Okay.
It is very windy out there still this morning.
It is.
A little bit brisk. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we get to some humor here? Because, we're struggling. Okay. Daily Show, 29, Cut 29.
Oh, what we got here?
Well, John Stewart takes a look at the Hunter Biden pardon. It's so ridiculous. Again, I mentioned it before. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why not pardon your own son? My God, what the hell is wrong with you people? let's play this.
But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Hypocrisy isn't illegal, nor is it particularly unusual in politics. It's not like he's ever going to run again. So why not take care of your kid? Even if you said you weren't gonna. I respect it. I don't have a problem with it. The problem is the rest of the Democrats made Biden's pledge to not pardon Hunter the foundation of their defense of America, this grand experiment.
One political party remains committed to the rule of law and the other doesn't. It's that simple.
Hunter Biden's not above the law. No one is above the law. Democrats stand for the rule of law.
We accept the outcome because that's how the rule of law works.
Because the justice system that convicted his only surviving son is the same justice system he's vowed to protect. And if that doesn't tell you who Joe Biden is, I don't really know what does.
The Democrats made this case an example of why Americans should believe in our system. And it's hard. Democrats have the tougher road of defending our institutions and systems as being flawed but still valuable. Republicans just run on blowing the sh**. But at every turn, Democrats keep getting caught creating a purity test for a system that they can't seem to pass themselves. Rules, loopholes, and norms. Mm-hmm. The distance between the systems Democrats say they are revering and the one that they're using when they need to is why people think it's rigged. Use the rules. Use the loopholes. F*** the norms. But also use it to help the people, not just those people related to you. All of us are somebody's son or somebody's daughter. And we all need that break, too.
That's right. Mm. And I like the fact that he's emphasizing the thing that he noticed most, and I think it's going to go down as something that he's going to be remembered for, and that is rules, loopholes, and the norms. The Republicans take care of the loopholes. The Democrats go for the norms.
All right. We will.
Here's the song.
This is it. Winter of Go-Go. What?
There you go.
Yeah. 7:29, back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a few moments.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
WMDX. I'm looking at your neighbor's comment text here, and it is something else. A few years ago, New Orleans had a frost, and ice was on car windows. I was out scraping my car, and my neighbor was throwing water on her windshield. I offered my scraper to her, and she looked at it and said, "It looks like some sort of weapon."
See, I'm telling you, people from the South that just moved here, they don't know how to handle things.
They backed away.
It's not their...
Get away from me!
Wow. You can text us at 608-879-8255 or use the Civic Media app. Yes, Sam?
Have you ever used an ice scraper as a shovel?
No. Shovel? No.
One of those long-handled ones?
Yeah, one of the long ones that's like 2.5 feet long. Yeah. I went off the road once when it was super icy and wound up in the snow, and I was stuck there, so I tried to dig myself out with my ice scraper until it broke.
Wow. Yeah. I suppose that wasn't very successful.
No.
Not quite as broad as a shovel. All right. Here's one from Doug. Defense Secretary nominee Hegseth has promised to quit drinking if he gets the job. What a promise. That's, you know, instills confidence, I think, in
And now, defense secretary might be woken up in the middle of the night to try to figure out if we should throw some missiles somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope he's sober.
Well, let's hope that he did give up his drinking problem.
Yeah.
But would either John or Gordy have been hired to take their bromance to civic media if they had a known drinking problem? Or that it may be a requirement?
Doug is thinking this through, and
the drinking problem that we have is coffee.
Yeah, that's
that's the problem.
Thank you for those texts. We always appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, we did Tanya Rowe. Thank you. We got your link, and we saw the coffee maker. It was one that Gordy actually showed us in the studio during the break.
Yeah,
where he had one like that too.
Yeah, my parents did.
It was two pieces.
It's a drip coffee maker.
Yeah,
two pieces. The bottom part is kind of the coffee pot, and the top part is just the
where it percolates.
Where it percolates. Yeah. And there was a stem in the middle and a coffee holder in the top.
And you just remove the
quite
top.
Quite a contraption.
And put the cover on.
Yeah, and you would make the coffee and then take the top off and then take the lid and put it on the. It's hard to explain on the radio, but
the length that some people will go to just to have a cup of coffee.
Well, the thing is, they drink coffee all day and into the night.
Did
I don't know
really?
How the and coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going, and you know, it was just a blue haze in the house all day long.
Yeah.
Had coffee all day and all night.
Yeah.
It just never ended. And
that's what we did.
The way
for
it
fun.
Was. That was
that's before.
That's why
cell
my
phones.
Sister and I are very warped individuals. Yes.
Before cell phones.
Before
we replaced
phones.
The cigarette addiction with cell phones.
I actually told my son that the other day.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he said, well, you know, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me anyway. Yeah. Let's get to what's going on at the Supreme Court in the transgender issue that they have before them. Several of the court's conservatives appeared heavily focused on so-called detransitioners, individuals who regret receiving gender-affirming treatments earlier in their life. Kavanaugh said, "You say there are benefits from allowing these treatments, but there are also harms, at least the state says so, including lost fertility, physical and psychological effects on those who later change their mind and want to detransition, which I don't think we can ignore." And my message to Kavanaugh is, yes, I think we can ignore that. What the hell, right? Oh, I regret it now. Come on, folks. There are people out there who say, you know, I regret getting those tattoos.
Right.
Or, boy, I regret getting married or having kids. I mean, there are a lot of people that have regrets about maybe a job they took that they shouldn't have taken. We can't base our policies on the fact that somebody later on is going to say, you know, I really should not have transitioned. I mean, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I mean, you made the decision.
It's
up to you. I mean, this is your personal decision. This is your life. This is what you have to kind of live with at that point.
Exactly.
I don't have the statistic offhand here, but I've heard before that the percentage of people who regret breast implant surgery is actually higher than the percentage of people who regret transition surgery or gender-affirming care.
We should get rid of breast implants, right? Mm-hmm. We should get rid of marriage. We should get rid of tattoos because somebody's going to regret it later on in life.
Yeah,
by the way, this
that.
Is that slippery slope that the Supreme Court seems to be setting up at this point.
Right.
And then they act like, oh, well, you know, we just give it to the states. This is ridiculous. This is a human right. This is something the Constitution guarantees all of us. And all of a sudden, they're sitting there, well, you know, we're going to start, you know, stripping away these rights that
these
people
rights.
Have. We're just going to give them to the states. We don't want to deal with them. All of a sudden, what are the Supreme Court justices? What's their job? You know, there's nothing left.
Just to hand it back to the states, apparently.
Exactly. This
and everything.
Is just, this is the most ridiculous Supreme Court I've ever seen, and I'm with. those people are just freaking out over what's going on at the Supreme Court. The Democrats don't seem to be very upset about what's happening there. I mean, they backed away from maybe adding some Supreme Court justices or maybe having some kind of rule set up for the Supreme Court because they can do it. It's written in the Constitution that they can do this stuff. And I don't understand why we're taking this so lightly. Mm-hmm. We're allowing the Supreme Court to throw all of these rights that we have guaranteed in the Constitution and sending them off to the states so that when we step over the border of a state line, we lose rights, human rights that we have. This is freaking me out. Let's get James Santel in here.
Okay.
We'll both commiserate here.
Well, we'll see if we can get him in. Yes. I know. Yeah.
Am I out there on this?
No, you know,
this is beyond logical. Okay.
Wasn't the only time they tried to expand the Supreme Court in recent history with Roosevelt? Didn't he try to expand it?
Yeah.
And they
wouldn't let him do it.
They rejected that. Yeah. But it seems like it should be...
It should be more than nine.
Yes.
Right?
And they've talked about having a Supreme Court and then having sort of
term limits.
Like, well, term limits, yes. Yeah. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer, but... I don't know.
The thing is, now that the Supreme Court has completely gone partisan, I mean, they are now very, very political. They have changed everything. I mean, overturning a 50-year law Roe, I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, this is beyond anyone's imagination, what they're doing here and getting rid of the Chevron doctrine, where agencies of the president now have no decision-making process. They have to go through the courts in order to get permission to have maybe tighter restrictions on water contaminants. All that stuff. Now the courts do it, and the administration doesn't have any power whatsoever to do this kind of stuff. Now, they did this. They repealed the Chevron doctrine. Will it apply to the Trump administration? Will those people in those positions, in those departments, have the power to do what they want to do, or will they have to go through the courts like the Supreme Court just decided?
Well, they're sure going to try.
Well,
John,
we'll see.
This is a pretty dark thought, but anything and everything that has been legislated in this country can be undone. We could bring slavery back if people wanted to.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're trying to bring slavery back. Child labor. Oh. They want to bring that back.
How so?
Well,
really?
In the state they tried to bring it back with 15 and 16-year-olds. They wanted to give 15 and 16-year-olds the right to go to work without a parent's permission.
Oh, yeah.
Getting rid of work permits?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, when I was a kid, I got a job at 15 for the first time, and I thought work permits were a stupid idea. but I wasn't the kind of kid that would ever drop out of school just to start working.
Right.
Which is really what they're aimed at.
Well, now that you're older, obviously you see the importance of having
absolutely
a parent at least approving it, because it could be an escape clause for you know, to say, I don't like school, I hate it, I'm just going to go to work. Mm-hmm. And the parent says, nope, you're going to school for your best interest.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Republicans here wanted to lower the bar a lot and go with child labor. And it was just a really horrible, they put it in their last budget and it was rejected, of course, but they're going to keep trying.
Yeah. Is that in Project 2025 too? Like,
I would assume it is.
I think they want to get rid of the EPA too.
Right.
Everything
right.
else.
Now, another thing that kind of got my dander up, I hate to say that. I mean,
got
it's like,
goat?
You know, 50-year-old saying that. Oh, God. Maybe I should rethink some of those old sayings. Anyway. Let's talk about Social Security, the taxation of Social Security benefits.
Oh, come on. Really?
The taxation on Social Security benefits was part of the last bipartisan overhaul of America's leading retirement program, okay? Trump just posted, seniors should not pay taxes on Social Security.
Oh.
You know, let's just repeal everything we've ever done in our past life, okay? But, you know, eliminating the federal tax on benefits has a very bad effect on Social Security, and we've got a whole bunch of little things here to think about. Trump's campaign proposal also includes eliminating taxes on tips and overtime, imposing a tariff on goods imported from China, and up to 20% on all the other countries, and expanding deportations. Now, let's go through this. Ending the tax on tips and overtime would likely reduce payroll tax income, all right? The sizable tariffs on imports can lead to higher cost of living adjustments, which would drain Social Security's assets reserves even faster. Additionally, tariffs run the risk of reducing taxable payroll. Strengthening the border would remove undocumented workers who've had a decisively positive impact on Social Security. Well, we know this. You know, they pay in for Social Security and Medicare, but they do not take those benefits. So taking mass deportations into consideration here, we're looking at really stripping Social Security and Medicare of a lot of its funding, lot of it. The wealthy don't have to worry about this, of course. The billionaires who are, by the way, now taking charge of our country, running it. Yeah. We heard that. What, 9 billionaires in the administration? It would move, by the way, and then if you don't tax the tips, what happens is these people who didn't have their tips taxed, that would be their income later in life when they're collecting Social Security, wouldn't have a very good monthly payment.
Right. Yes.
So it would really harm them. And if they want to reduce, you know, Social Security in the future as well, then we're really in trouble. This is a total attack on Social Security and Medicare, completely. And if they can make it as troubled as they want to make it here, then it's easier to kind of just say, let's move on to something else.
Well, let's just wait and see
All works. Yes, there you go.
Again.
Let's just wait and see.
I think you're borrowing trouble here. It's all going to work out just fine.
Yeah. And by the way, if they do reduce it by this much, I mean, just putting these policies in place like Trump wants to do, it would eventually lead to a larger sweeping benefit cut for Social Security at 33%. Right now, they're considering a 23% reduction in the benefit cut if they don't do anything to support and firm up Social Security, which I'm sure they will have to do. But, you know, the way the megas are going at it, you know, it may not be a thing that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. But a lot of depressing stuff going on here. I got it off my chest now.
Thank goodness. You feel better now?
I can move on with my life.
Okay. Good to know. All right. We're coming back with this, that, and the other little tidbits and odds and ends, leftovers right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right.
92.7 WMDX. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. It is 752. It's cold out there, 10 degrees. Feels like 6 below. Highs in the mid-20s today. Time for leftovers.
Yeah, we've got this leftover right here. It's But Trump's deportation plan, you know, and
what is
the
plan,
impact
anyway?
It's going to have on this state. Cody Heller of Heller Farms in Jackson County said about Trump's plan to deport immigrants who keep his farm afloat.
Right.
He can't do it, nor would he ever do it. We hear that a lot from the right, don't we? He's not going to do it.
It's just
things.
A lot of talk. Yeah. He says that he doesn't really mean it.
So wait and see.
Yeah.
63% of rural voters back Trump, even though they were warned about deportations and tariffs that would deliver a major blow to American agriculture, the story says here. And Cody Heller takes it for granted that Trump is just lying, like he always does, you know. Under Kamala Harris, nothing to worry about. Apparently, it's worth the risk. Apparently, 10,000 undocumented immigrants do about 70% of the work on Wisconsin dairy farms. Ah, who cares, right? Guess we'll just have to wait and see. Yeah. Well, I've got a few cuts here, and thanks to Dom's show. He had his guest on, Hans Brighton Moser. And
yeah, this was great.
We haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
But I took a few cuts from his show that I thought were really important about the deportations. And if you could play cut 187, it's probably from November.
Yeah.
So let's check that out. This is his point of view in regards to that.
A lot of good people in the great state of Wisconsin, all over this country, who have been demonized and otherized and just absolutely dragged through the mud and accused by our politicians, Donald Trump, Tom Tiffany in my area, of being these horrible, god-awful criminals. And I just know better. I know, you know, I've worked alongside so many people, foreign-born people, my parents among them. I mean, my parents were immigrants a generation ago from Switzerland. But the point of it is, you know, I work with these folks and just, you know, super hardworking people doing work that otherwise wouldn't get done, supporting an economy, and they've been turned in, you know, and demonized.
Yeah.
And so it's just so troubling, and it just hurts my heart. And the stupidity of it all. I mean, you know, you had Maggie on earlier talking about the numbers. You know, anybody that can do simple math should understand that if you are able to wave a magic wand and remove 5 to 11 million people from an economy that's already short of workers, it's not going to do great things for our economy, and certainly not for our rural economies. Where I'm from, so, and right now my workforce, 10 out of the 12 people are from Mexico. They are foreign-born folks, and I know this to be true of most of the farms that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, if they've got north of 200 cows, they have somebody working for them. If not, darn near everybody who works for them, is coming from a different country.
That's right. And, you know, I do the census and I go out into the country and interview a lot of them, the immigrants. They live in some of the abandoned farmhouses now, and that the fields around them have been taken in by the neighbors. So, it's kind of interesting. And we have another cut here, if we could play that real quick. How long is that one? It is cut 188.
It's a minute 40.
We won't be able to play that. No.
Right? Okay.
Oh, well, okay. I'm looking at you. Is that okay?
We've got time.
All right, let's play it.
Without foreign-born folks, Abbotsford ceases to exist. Abbotsford is a very rural community, but it has a huge, huge labor force that works in the packing plant here.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about dairy directly, but we also talk about the meat packing industry. And like it or not, a lot of the folks that work in that type of job are also foreign born. So and while every employer, whether it's in hospitality, manufacturing, construction, dairy, vegetables, et cetera, all employers are obligated to ask for documentation so that they can have an I-9 form on hand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I don't know the statistics, but it's an open secret that a lot of people's documentation is questionable, you know, and so, but why not just face reality and say, okay, how can there be a legal path to maybe not citizenship, if that makes people all nervous, but certainly a path for legal work in this country.
Yeah, work permits,
because we rely on these people to make, you know, to make the economy run. And if you remove these people from from the economy, it is going to it's really going to hurt, and it's really going to hurt rural areas. I can't stress that enough. I was on the Lincoln County Board for 10 years, and I know what small rural counties face. You know, you take away a big part of the population, it's going to have an impact on everything that goes on in these rural counties. So I just want people to understand how important this demographic of people is to our economy.
Absolutely. And that's from Don Salvia's show. And
yeah,
appreciate the interview.
Yeah, I heard that too. And it was a great conversation. And he made the point too that you can't just replace them with American workers, right? Because they don't exist. They can't.
We have a labor shortage.
Yes.
In the States.
Anyway,
all right.
Thanks to Don for.
We're talking about the Constitution. Hamilton points out that the Constitution really doesn't give the
right?
Supreme Court the ability to tell
yes.
us whether a law is constitutional or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we'd go back to that.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time. John, we will be here tomorrow, 6 a.m.
That's right.
Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.